You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is number 33, episode 33 of The Dream Show. Somebody asked me a question today about the law of attraction. And before you go rushing for your pause or your stop button because you've had the law of attraction up to here, this is probably a slightly different angle. And it took me back to an article that I wrote in March this year. And I've picked that to read and discuss with you today. And I then picked another article that I thought went well with that. And I noticed that I wrote that in March 2007. So I seem to have this thing, don't I, on these podcasts where I pick a couple of articles and that they tend to be written in the same month. So I'm going to have to investigate this. What is it in this case about the month of March? But anyway, the first article is called Dream Vibrations and the Law of Attraction. And it was written, as I say, in March 2009. Oh, by the way, when we get to the second article, which is called Spot the Belief, you might want to have your pen and paper with you because it's got some practical exercises, and you might want to have your finger ready to put on the pause button of your podcast to think about some of the things that I say and come up with some answers of your own. So here we go. First of all, Dream Vibrations and the Law of Attraction. I am often asked about the law of attraction and whether nightmares and dreams with negative vibes attract negative people and events into our lives. It's a good question, so let's explore. Books about the law of attraction have enjoyed waves of popularity since the early 1900s, with a recent resurgence in the early 1990s and a deluge of interest since 2000. Rhonda Byrne's The Secret DVD and book, published in 2006, repackaged the law of attraction in a way that inspired millions of people to start making the LOA, as it is commonly known, help them achieve their goals. So, what is the LOA exactly? According to the LOA, you receive according to the vibe you give out. Like vibes attract like vibes. If your focus on money is all positive, you attract plenty of it into your life. Whereas if your focus on money is negative, for example, if you focus on debt or lack of money, then you attract debt or lack into your life. According to the law, whatever you focus on, you get more of the same. The LOA is working all the time, whether you believe in it or not. I know this to be true. The secret everyone is searching for is how to become an active participant in the process, how to create and maintain the vibe that brings you what you want. Imagine you know that secret and you put all your waking hours into maintaining the vibe that will bring you what you want, and then you go to sleep and you have a dream brimming with negative emotions, perhaps grief, anger, or loss of confidence. Does the negative vibe of your dream beam out into the universe and undo all that daytime work? Here's where the magic of working with your dreams comes in. If you really want the law of attraction to work for you, then pay attention to your dreams. First up, there are a few basics you need to know. Number one, remember that dreams are symbolic, not literal. So if you dream that someone you know dies, your dream is not predicting that person's death. The dream is symbolic, and it is about something that is ending, dying off, in your life. Dreams of death are very common, and many people are frightened to mention them because they fear that putting the dream into words or paying it attention will cause it to happen. Please be assured that this is not the way it works. In fact, not talking about a worrying dream increases your waking life anxiety, and this affects your vibe. It's better to talk about a worrying dream, interpret it, understand more about yourself as a result, and then move on free of any negative vibe. In this example, once you understand what is coming to an end in your life, you can decide to bring it back to life or to let it go and move on to something better. Interpretation brings you self-understanding and choice. The second basic thing you need to know. Number two, the emotions you feel in your dreams are emotions that belong to you. Sometimes they're emotions you're aware of. Most often they're unconscious emotions that you've buried long ago, or emotions you've repressed because you can't acknowledge them in your waking life. Third thing you need to know, number three, in the same way, the beliefs, limitations, and blocks you encounter in your dreams are your own unconscious beliefs, limitations, and blocks. And number four, so when you interpret a dream, you discover your unconscious emotions, beliefs, limitations, and blocks. Now, here's the most important thing to understand. Whether you're awake or asleep, your unconscious mind continuously sends out its vibe. And your unconscious mind is far more powerful than your conscious mind. For example, you might choose to focus on sending out a positive vibe about money all day. You spend all day doing this, feeling totally positive and good about it. As far as you are aware, you have absolutely no block to having vast amounts of money in your life. However, your unconscious mind may have a different agenda. You may have unconscious doubts, limiting beliefs, and blocks about having so much money. Because your unconscious mind is stronger than your conscious mind, it wins in the battle of the vibes. You don't see the results you wanted, and you declare the law of attraction to be a crock. But, you know, it isn't. The law of attraction is working for you perfectly. Your overall vibe, dictated by your unconscious mind, is attracting according to the law. You are receiving according to the vibe you are giving out. The real secret to getting the law of attraction to bring you what you consciously want is to get your unconscious mind on your side. So rather than asking if a worrying dream is sending out a negative vibe, attracting negative things to you, celebrate the fact that you're being able to remember a dream, because that's the first step to identifying a negative vibe that your unconscious mind is sending out while you're awake, a negative vibe of which you are oblivious, a negative vibe that is attracting negative stuff to you. You dream every night, and a dream has a vibe whether or not you remember the dream. Learning to remember your dreams and interpret them is an empowering step to take if you're serious about attracting what you want into your life. Dream interpretation identifies your unconscious beliefs, so you can easily pick the ones that are working against your conscious wishes. So the next question is, how do you change those unconscious beliefs to align them to your conscious wishes? Well, this is done through the process of dream alchemy. And if you've listened to other podcast episodes, you'll know by now that dream alchemy are simple exercises such as visualizations and affirmations that reprogram your unconscious beliefs. So here's an example. You dream you're driving a car, but you can't see ahead clearly because the windscreen is dark. This is a common dream indicating that you are unclear about your vision for your future. This lack of clarity is the work of an unconscious block sabotaging your vision. To apply dream alchemy when you wake up, visualize yourself back in the dream, only this time the windscreen is exceptionally clear and you can see your way. Visualize yourself driving well and add in all the positive emotions you associate with achieving your goal. Doing the Dream Alchemy practice, the visualization in this case, undoes the block and reprograms the associated unconscious belief in alignment with your conscious intention. When you do a Dream Alchemy visualization, you do it 20 times a day for a week, 10 times a day for the second week, and twice a day for the next month. Really powerful stuff. So tune into your dreams to tune those unconscious negative vibes that you are beaming out 24/7 into positive vibes that ensure that the law of attraction fulfills your conscious desires. And that brings us to the second article, which I wrote in March 2007, called Spot the Belief. So what I'm picked this article for is to give you some clues as to how to look into your dreams maybe quickly and be able to spot the unconscious beliefs that the dream is revealing, so that you can then have a quick look at some of your dreams, find the unconscious beliefs, and do the Dream Alchemy on them to make sure that when you do your law of attraction visualizations with your eyes wide open, you're not being sabotaged by unconscious beliefs that you didn't know about. So here we go, spot the belief. Had a tough day, ready for a spot of light relief, a bit of fun, a dream interpretation game that's easy to do, yet powerfully insightful? You may never look at your dreams in the same way again after this. The game's called Spot the Belief. This is what to do. For each of the following dreams, see if you can spot the belief affecting the outcome. Let's start with a simple example. So in this example, this is Jim's dream. I was waiting in line to buy a theatre ticket, but people kept pushing in front of me. Finally, I got to the front, but then the ticket office closed and I was directed to join a long queue at another counter. Can you spot Jim's belief? It's probably, my needs are less important than other people's. Or did you guess differently? You might have got, I always seem to be kept waiting. Or, just when I think I've made it, I'm right back to where I started, or worse. Or you might have got, patience doesn't pay. Or, you got to be pushy to get what you want in life. Now, these are all good answers. It really depends on your dream. All these answers are also very similar, though. And we'll come back to look at these similarities later. But for now, you know how to play the game, don't you? Don't worry about getting the right answer, as there may be several similar right answers. Just write down the belief that you see in each of the following dreams. So you might want to, you know, pause after I've given a dream and have a little think about it and write down what you think the belief is that you spot in the dream. And then, of course, press play and continue from there. So this one is Greta's dream. I was climbing a hill and decided I wanted to go back down again, but there were too many rocks and precipices below where I was standing. I thought that if I walked along one of the precipices, I would eventually find an easy way down. The trouble was, even the precipice path led upwards. So in my endeavour to find an easy way back down, I just kept climbing higher and higher. I ended up feeling stranded with no way back down. So, can you spot Greta's belief? Write it down. I'm going to tell you what I've got for Greta's belief now, so if you don't want to hear it, press pause. I've got for Greta, backing down is not an option. We're going to go through a few of these and then we'll come back and discuss them in more detail. So here's Nelson's dream. I'm standing waist deep in water when I notice a shark coming towards me. I'm so terrified, I freeze. I close my eyes and hope it will go away. All is quiet for a while, and I think the shark has gone. But when I open my eyes, I see several more sharks lurking in the water. Can you spot Nelson's belief? I'm about to tell you what I got. I got, ignoring my fears and hoping for the best works for a while, and then things go from bad to worse. Okay, here's Bronwyn's dream. You ready? I am standing waist-deep in water when I notice a shark coming towards me. I am terrified, but I try to make friends with the shark to stop it from biting me. I look it in the eye and begin to talk, and amazingly, as I do this, it changes from a shark into a huge, playful fish. We end up playing swimming games. I am aware it is strong and powerful, but it doesn't frighten me anymore. Can you spot Bronwyn's belief? Here's what I got. When I face my fears, I overcome them. And here's the second last example. This is Karen's dream. I keep having dreams involving babies aged about 1 year old. The dreams are different, but it always turns out that the babies fail to thrive after their first birthday. They become weak or sick, and I lose sight of them. Can you spot Karen's belief? Here's what I got. Things go well for about a year, and then they stop thriving. And the last example is your dream. Yes, that's you. Choose a recurring dream or a short one that's easy to summarize. You might want to press pause after receiving your instructions. First, write your dream out in a few sentences to match the length and style of the ones we've been talking about here. Then, to get some objective distance, pretend it's not your dream. Can you spot the belief? Write it down. Now, keep an open mind, please, as we continue. Dreams reveal your unconscious beliefs. And we discussed that in the first article. They're not so much about the beliefs you know about, they're about the beliefs you have carried with you deep in your unconscious mind for usually a long time. How long? Usually from childhood or from traumatic events in your life. They're the beliefs you take on because they seem to make sense at the time. The trouble with beliefs is that you act on them. If you believe there's a pile of gold buried under the tree, you'll dig it up. If you believe you're not worthy of being well paid for your skills, you will apply for lower paid jobs or set your fees low. This is true for the beliefs you don't know about, as well as for those that you do know about. In fact, it's worse for those you don't know about because your actions are automatic with no chance of being vetoed by your wiser judgment. Most dreams reveal your unconscious beliefs. You can identify them using this spot the belief method. At first, you may reject them. No, that's not my belief, quite the opposite. But stop and ask yourself, what kind of actions would a person with this belief take? If the belief you spotted is right, you'll recognize those actions as ones you have taken. I promise you, when you strike gold in identifying that belief, your eyes will be opened, and once you've recovered from the shock, certain aspects of your life will suddenly make a lot more sense. So let's see how this works for Greta Nelson and the other dreamers. Just reminding you, my results were, and yours may be different, Greta, her unconscious belief, backing down is not an option. Nelson, ignoring my fears and hoping for the best works for a while, and then things go from bad to worse. Bronwyn, when I face my fears, I overcome them. And Karen, things go well for about a year, and then they stop thriving. So can you imagine the kind of actions that Greta, Nelson, Bronwyn and Karen take because they've got those unconscious beliefs? I'll leave those to your imagination. Usually, when you look at the whole dream, instead of just a summary of it, you will see plenty of clues to help zone in accurately on the dreamer's deepest belief. However, you really do need to start by working with a summary of the dream, as illustrated in this one today. So to get an idea of the belief, a summary of the dream, and then move on to examine the longer version of the dream to increase your accuracy. The final step comes when the dreamer gets the big aha and can see how the belief has been driving their decisions and actions, delivering the results they are experiencing in their lives. So there you have it. Beliefs lead to actions, and actions lead to outcomes. Unconscious beliefs lead to blindly driven actions, and blindly driven actions lead to outcomes that may not match the goals you consciously set yourself. I can hear your question. If an unconscious belief is not creating the results you want, how can you change it? And that's, of course, where dream alchemy, and in particular the use of dream alchemy practices, come in. And we've just discussed all of that in the first article and on numerous other podcast episodes. So you know what to do. Not all unconscious beliefs, though, work against you. And Bronwyn's dream revealed a magical unconscious belief. She was the one that dreamt that she was surrounded by the sharks, and then she decided to make friends with them, and the sharks turned into a playful fish. And her unconscious belief was that once you face your fears, when I face my fears, I overcome them. So that's an example of that. That's a really good unconscious belief to have, quite a magical one. And such a dream may come along as a prelude to a challenging time, you know, a gentle reminder that all will be well. Remember, though, that night after night, your dreaming mind updates its grasp on what life is all about and how to survive it. We all change, and from time to time, a dream will reveal the death of an old belief, or the birth of a new one. When Nelson applies a dream alchemy practice to change his beliefs about the best way to cope with fear, he may dream a dream such as Bronwyn's, turning his sharks that multiply into even more sharks, his fears that multiply, into a dream of a shark that turns into a playful fish, indicating that his unconscious beliefs have changed to, when he faces his fears, they disappear. Or they change into something better. Now you know a little about the unconscious beliefs driving Jim, Greta, Nelson, Bronwyn, and Karen. How do you imagine their lives to be? What kind of actions do you think they've been taking in their lives? What beliefs would better suit them? Take Karen, for example. Karen had a dream job very early in her working life. Sadly, it came to an abrupt end after a year, when her employer absconded with the company funds. It was a traumatic time for Karen. She had put so much energy and hope into the job, which she saw a beginning to a perfect career. At that point, Karen took on the unconscious belief that things go well for about a year and then they stop thriving. In the years that followed, whenever a job, relationship, or project that Karen was involved in neared the one-year mark, she began to make decisions and take actions based on the expectation that the job, relationship, or project would fail. And so they did. And until she understood her recurring dream, Karen was totally unaware of any of this. How did you go with spotting the belief for your dream? Has this belief driven your decisions and actions in life? What kind of outcomes have resulted in your life? Are you happy with these? Or are you ready to apply some dream alchemy and start to see the kind of outcomes you would prefer? It's your life. And there we have it. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I'm looking forward to having some guests come on the show soon to have some dreams interpreted. I have had a few people contact me and we're just lining up time zones and dates. And you might be also sitting there thinking, I'd love to have a chat to Jane Teresa on a podcast and have a dream interpreted. So please contact me and that can be arranged. So thanks for listening to episode 33 of The Dream Show. And you can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. And you might also be interested in my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, which is an excellent reference to help you interpret and understand your dreams. And it's got lots of good practical exercises in it, similar to the ones we've been talking about today. And you'll be able to get that if you go to my shop at dream.net.au. Or I hope you've checked in at my blog by now, www.janetheresa.com. And perhaps by now you've also checked in at lifestylepodnetwork.com, which is the wonderful website which hosts all our podcasts and many other wonderful shows too. So thanks for joining me today. I'll see you again next Friday for episode 34. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson. Have a lovely week.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to The Dream Show at lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/DreamSight. The Dream Show is a production of DreamSight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.